China. Old people. One way to stay spry. Why Hong Kong is sending its old people to Guangdong.
Yihong Heights, just outside the city of Shenzhen, looks more like a mountain retreat than a care home. Its 260 residents can wander through gardens fringed with palm trees. But the classes on how to use an iPad are perhaps more important. Some 70% of the residents come from Hong Kong. The training allows them to talk with their children back in the city. More and more Hong Kongers are living out their twilight years in Guangdong, the province where Shenzhen is located. Around 89,000 people aged 65 or over were usually staying in the region last year, according to official data. That's 32% more than a decade earlier. Hong Kong's government is behind the rise. In 2014, it launched a scheme that covers living costs and cross-border transport for old people needing care who opt to move to Guangdong. It pays for most of the Hong Kongers at Yihong Heights. All of China is aging, but the situation in Hong Kong is particularly bad. At 86 years, the city's life expectancy is the second highest in the world. By 2050, one in three of its residents will be over 65. The aging population is putting pressure on care homes, which already have a shortage of beds. The average wait time for a government-subsidised spot is 16 months. Without exporting the elderly, the city's future looks decidedly grey. The central government backs Hong Kong's efforts. It wants to develop the Greater Bay Area, which encompasses Macau, Hong Kong, and much of Guangdong. Part of the plan involves deepening cooperation in care services. Whereas space in Hong Kong is limited, Guangdong has a surplus of housing, which older Hong Kongers might fill. If they spend their pensions in Guangdong, it would help the economy too. The central government is also keen to blur the boundary between the mainland and Hong Kong, which long operated with much autonomy. A harsh security law passed in March is the latest sign of China's tighter grip on the city. Officials in Beijing are eager to show that they can provide solutions to problems that Hong Kong cannot fix on its own. Regardless of the government's motivations, old people should benefit. Care homes in Guangdong are often surrounded by nature. Many have doctors on site, and the rooms are much bigger than those in Hong Kong's facilities. Care is also cheaper on the mainland. Applicants to Yihong Heights are usually offered a bed within a month, says Mandy Lau Shakin, a manager there. After they arrive, she says, they don't want to go back to Hong Kong.